Opponents of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez have been standing in long lines today, the first day of a petition drive meant to force him from office. The opposition has 4 days to collect 2.4 million signatures needed to trigger a recall election. Chavez says he'll abide by the result, though he says his opponents don't stand a chance in unseating him. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
Chavez's opponents have been waiting for this day for a long time. Caracas awoke to the sound of cars honking out the rhythm of a famous anti-Chavez chant. And at 7 a.m., there were already people lining up to sign the petition.
Javier. Javier, empieza por aquí.
In this upscale part of town, the line stretched around the block, despite rain and the fact that people have until Monday to sign. Williams Gonzalez runs a small music business. He says the leftist policies adopted by Chavez after his 1998 election have been terrible for the economy. He says he's in a hurry to sign the petition.
Right now, I'm making this line. I don't know how long it will take, but I know that this is for my country, this is for my freedom, and this is our last chance.
If the petition drive comes off peacefully, it will represent real progress in this country's bitter political standoff. In the past 2 years, Chavez has been the target of a short-lived coup d'etat, as well as a two-month-long business strike. And earlier this year, he and his supporters seemed completely dug in, unwilling even to talk to the opposition. But under foreign pressure, Chavez finally cleared the way for this petition drive, a mechanism created by the Constitution that he pushed through 4 years ago. Chavez has pledged to abide by the results. I have no obsession with staying here. I would go. I wouldn't have the right to say, I'm going to pull a fast one and stay here. I'm not in the mood to do that kind of thing, he said yesterday. He left it to his notoriously hot-tempered vice president, José Vicente Rangel, to fire up the troops in a speech on government TV.
No pasarán.
They shall not pass. They want the signatures in order to end the hopes and dreams of the people, and we'll never allow this. That's why we should go into the streets tomorrow to defend the conquest of the Bolivarian Revolution.
That kind of rhetoric has raised fears of violent scenes at the nearly 3,000 signature collection sites set up by the opposition. So far, there's been nothing worse than fisticuffs and angry words, but the atmosphere is undeniably tense. Chavez supporters throw cherry bombs at the motorcade of Caracas Mayor Alfredo Peña as it speeds him to his office. Peña is a Chavez critic, and that's earned him constant harassment by the hundreds of Chavistas who've camped out semi-permanently around the heavily guarded city hall. This may be the heart of Caracas, but the opposition does not dare set up a petition table here. José Medina, a middle-aged man dressed in fatigues, says the opposition is not welcome. This is Chavista Venezuelan territory. The opposition doesn't have the moral authority to talk about democracy because they violated the rule of law, Medina says, in a reference to the failed coup against Chavez in 2002. Medina goes on to say that, as a revolutionary citizen, he doesn't believe the opposition even has the right to hold the petition. For the moment, the government does recognize that right, but Chavez has also shown considerable skill in tying the process up on legal or procedural grounds. If the opposition gets enough signatures to trigger a recall election, he may be tempted to stall again. Recent polls suggest that 2 out of 3 Venezuelans would vote to remove him from office. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.